I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
A news and notes edition of the Prospects and Props podcast. Some major developing stories in the National Football League that there's a gambling angle to these. There are odds on where DeAndre Hopkins is going to play next season. There are odds on who the starting quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders is going to be. So because those odds are out there, it's what we do here on the show. Jamie, hope you had a fantastic weekend. Hope everyone listening to the show had a fantastic weekend. So some news and notes. And Jamie, let's start with, I think, the story that was kind of surprising. I think we expected this player to be playing someplace else next season. I don't think we expected the outright release of DeAndre Hopkins by the Arizona Cardinals, but that is what we got. He is released, officially doesn't go into the ledger until tomorrow, but he can discuss contracts with other teams. So we'll start with your immediate thoughts about what the Cardinals are doing, the decision to cut DeAndre Hopkins, and then we can get into the odds and where we think he should play next season.
Yeah, it seems that the Cardinals, this is twofold. One, the Cardinals pretty obviously did not want to pay DeAndre Hopkins to play for them this coming year.
Paying him a lot of money to not play for them this season.
But they're saving some money too. I mean, they're eating up a lot of their cap, but they don't care. They're not competing for anything this year. They know that. Their starting quarterback's hurt, and they're a bad roster anyway. So I was surprised they couldn't get a trade partner for something. Because especially since this was not going to be a post June 1 designation, because they couldn't, they've already used two post June 1 designations. So they are taking the brunt of the cap hit penalty for this season. I believe it's north of $20 million if I remember correctly. So I'm not shocked that he's not playing for them. A little surprised they couldn't find a trade partner, but now this opens up a lot, but it makes things really interesting because there's going to be a clear divide here with some of these teams where I know two teams that we'll talk about in a second that are Super Bowl contenders in the AFC that have been linked to DeAndre Hopkins feels like forever, don't have a lot of money to spend. And is DeAndre Hopkins looking to get the bag, or is DeAndre Hopkins looking for a one-year prove it, or is he looking to do some kind of one-year prove it where he can maybe win a Super Bowl? So I think those are going to be the really key questions here that we're going to have to evaluate as we get into the odds and see where he ultimately winds up before the season begins.
Yeah, a couple of my immediate thoughts here is the decision to cut DeAndre Hopkins and to take, I looked it up, it's a $21 million dead cap hit for this season. The pro of doing it when they did it is now it does not spread the dead cap hit over two seasons, and so they're going to eat it all right now. And by the way, with that dead money against the books, Jamie, they still have $24.3 million in cap space. So they're doing just fine on cap space if it's something that they want to do. More than likely, they're keeping that as rollover for next season for them to be able to maneuver. But because they did this and because they moved on from DeAndre Hopkins, the rock got picked up
and underneath the rock where all the cobwebs of the Cardinals are tanking, and then they're going to draft a quarterback, and then they're going to trade Kyler Murray. And I was in the weeds again, Jamie. I was battling people in the Discord. I was battling people on the internet. I was going through the forest with a machete trying to cut down all these arguments. I was in a battle. I was in a fierce battle, because it feels like every time the Cardinals make some type of move that could be construed as them moving closer to tank for Caleb, it brings up that conversation of what they are going to do with Kyler Murray. So from that angle, I hated this story because it meant I had to do this argument all over again, but ultimately not surprised that they decided to move on, right? It never felt like DeAndre Hopkins was going to play a single snap for the Arizona Cardinals this season. It always felt that they were going to move on. I'm not totally surprised they couldn't find a trade partner, because they kind of tanked their leverage. They kind of completely made this to where no team was going to give them anything of value for DeAndre Hopkins with the way Monty came in, and then DeAndre didn't really want to be there, and then they kind of did the thing where it was like, no, I will be there, and it was like, that doesn't really sound like how this is going to play out. They really didn't have great leverage. They let the draft go by, and they didn't make a move, and so it's like, okay, like, there really is no leverage now because the time is really not on your side, and so I'm not surprised that this is how it ended up. I am incredibly intrigued at the conversation that we are going to get to have right now about where he might go, because I think there are a host of teams that make a ton of sense, but there are money implications that come with all of those teams. And so that's going to be a fun little conversation. There are 16 teams that are listed as having odds for DeAndre Hopkins for next season. Jamie, I know that you told me that these odds exist. Did you see them beforehand? Do you know of the odds? So we can't play the guessing game.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, no. I know what they are.
So Dallas, the favorite at 3-1, Kansas City at 4-1, Carolina at 5-1, Baltimore, Buffalo, New England, and Philadelphia all at 7-1. The Lions and Giants at 9-1, the Bears at 10-1, the Jets at 14-1, the Browns at 20-1, the Chargers at 22-1, Jacksonville 25, the Raiders 25-1, and then the Packers and Bucks at 33-1. Jamie, 20-1 and beyond, I think we can take all of those teams and throw them out. I don't think there's value there. I think those teams all have in-house options at the wide receiver position, or they've invested resources recently into the wide receiver position. Some of these teams, I don't think we would be putting in the bucket of Super Bowl contenders, Tampa Bay. And so we're going to rule them out pretty quickly here on this list. And so I think you take those teams. And then from 14-1 and up, I think there's a legitimate conversation to be had about some of these teams, about them making some sense for DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, it's... You know, as you sit here and kind of look at some of these odds, and, you know, you can get them in slightly different places at slightly different odds if you really kind of want to look it up for that. But I think the teams that really intrigue me, Dallas, KC, New England, and Buffalo, I think are the four that really intrigue me as what feel like the most likely options for him. I think Buffalo makes a lot of sense, but if I remember correctly, they are, and I'm looking it up right now, they are
over the cap. They are over the cap as it currently stands, effectively. Their effective cap is $950,000 in the red. They have 1.4 in cap space, but effective cap space is $950,000 in the red.
And the Chiefs are in the kind of the same boat as well.
So are the Bucks, in case you want to maybe 33-1
pique your interest. The Bucks aren't signed. But yeah, so I mean, it puts both those teams in a really intriguing.
The Cardinals have a lot of cap space, $24.3 million.
I don't think they're going to be the ones to sign him, but. You start to look at some of the teams, and again, if you looked at where, like, why teams like the Bears and why teams like the Panthers and why they're like all that have shown
it's
up
cap space,
a ton of cap space to use.
Carolina's second most at 27.3, the Bears with the most at 32.5. That's why they are on the list. Jamie, I'll tell you, I rule those teams out pretty quickly for me.
Yeah, I don't see that happening to me. So the question's going to be, and I know Dallas is kind of sitting in the middle of the pack in terms of cap space available, and they do have some space to move around, but they also need to start working on Dak contract, all the other stuff. And I don't know, it seemed like the interviews that DeAndre Hopkins did, he didn't seem all that excited about Dallas.
Well, didn't he name five quarterbacks? He named five quarterbacks that he wanted to play with. And Herbert was one of them.
Hurts is not going to happen. They have four receivers already.
Hurts was one of them.
Don't think that's going to happen either.
Lamar was one of them.
Maybe.
I think he mentioned Mahomes.
I'm sure he did. And if he didn't tee, I'm sure he would play.
I don't remember the fifth quarterback, but those were the four that I immediately remember. Probably was Josh Allen.
So this is where I have trouble, because the two best fits are undoubtedly, in my mind, Buffalo and Kansas City in terms of opportunity for him, elite quarterback play, need from one of those teams to add to the receiving core, and chance to win a Super Bowl. Those are the two clear teams.
Can I offer a third?
Okay.
I think the Jets make sense.
They have 80,000 receivers.
Right, but they'd cut Corey Davis and free up $10 million.
Well, Corey Davis isn't the thing. You still have Garrett Wilson, and you still have got Alan Lazard.
But DeAndre Hopkins would be the wide receiver, too, on that team immediately.
Sure.
And they have the elite quarterback, and they have they are going for a Super Bowl. So they check all the boxes.
I guess.
And Jamie, here is why I want to put them in this mix. Because even with that entire group of wide receivers that you mentioned Lazard, you mentioned Corey Davis, and you kind of scoffed at the idea of that's not going to, you know, they've got a bunch of guys. With all those guys, they put a contract offer in front of Odell Beckham Jr. So much so that, like, everybody thought it was a done deal, that he was going to the Jets and was going to play in New York again before Baltimore upped the ante and they were ready to go. So they were interested in adding a wide receiver. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they kick the tires and they look into this.
Was that before or after the Rodgers trade?
No, it was after Rodgers got there. They talked to Odell, and Odell, right before the draft, made the decision. Everyone's like, well, what does he know about Lamar?
I don't know. I mean, they could. I just feel like look, adding DeAndre Hopkins will make them a better team. So I wouldn't criticize it from that perspective. I just feel like if you're going to spend that kind of money, you're kind of putting a hat on a hat here. Like, I don't think it improves that unit enough to warrant how much they would have to pay for him relative to getting that true second option for Josh Allen and a true wide receiver one for Patrick.
I agree 100%, but you were talking about teams to put in this bucket. And I think we have data that tells us that they were interested, even with the current group that they had, even after they signed Alan Lazard, even after they signed Mecole Hardman, even after they did everything that they did, they still were trying to add with Odell Beckham Jr. And so for me, the elite quarterback box gets checked with Aaron Rodgers. The Super Bowl contender, depending on who you talk to, people think that they're a Super Bowl contender, so they check that box. And we know they were interested in a wide receiver. Do I think they're likely? No, I think Dallas and Kansas City and Buffalo all make much more sense for DeAndre Hopkins than New York does. But I don't think we can immediately rule them out of this conversation.
Yeah,
they're 14-1.
Yeah, no, I'm also taking a look here at some guys both on, because they have the Jets have the cap space to do it as well. I'm looking at the Chiefs. I mean, technically anybody can if you put enough void years. I mean, look at the Odell Beckham Jr.
Odell Beckham Jr. contract, yep.
I'm just trying to take a look at
also, what do you think he's going to get on a per year basis? On a per year basis.
What did Odell get?
Odell got 18. But remember, it was spread over 2 years.
Yeah, but like effectively, it's a 1 year.
It's a 1 year, $15 million deal with incentives that I think get him up to 18. Oh, I just noticed something. I didn't realize that they have 47 void years on here. I thought there was just the one. They have four void years.
No. They have like four void years.
It only counts against their cap for the 1 year in 2024. But
yeah, but they put in a ton of void years.
Odell Beckham Jr., guy who hadn't been in a year, got 1 year, $15 million fully guaranteed. Now, I'll tell you, Jamie, guys that are available at this stage, they don't get big time contracts.
No, because it's mostly because we're past that window, and teams have already allocated a lot of their cap space. That's why I'm looking right now as we're talking of like what even Buffalo or Kansas City, for example, could do to free up enough, like reasonably do to free up enough. Now, obviously, I think any deal that Hopkins signs, if he signs with Buffalo or Kansas City, is going to include void years because they're going to have to get that year one number really, really low just to make it happen. But even still, they're probably going to have to move on from at least somebody, you know, on one of these rosters. Man. But to your original question, Chris, my initial gut said 18-20. Effective. Now, they're going to have, as we said, probably they're going to have to play some games with years and whatnot. But I would say it's going to eventually come out to that sort of a range. Like, I imagine it's probably an effective 2-year deal that he signs that probably is 4 or 5 with void years.
Yeah, Jimmy. I mean, I agree 100%. I think when you're looking at this, guys that are at this stage of free agency, right, that get cut around this time of year, they're not getting big mega deals. It's not going to be a very extensive contract. It might be, like you mentioned, a 2-year deal with a bunch of void years for salary cap purposes, but it's not going to be, you know, a $40, $50 million contract. It's going to be probably 2 in the range of, like, I don't know, $30 to $40 million, somewhere in that kind of range, and it'll have a bunch of void years on it, probably 3 or 4 void years where they can kick the bonus out over the course of a couple of years and change things for the cap perspective. But yeah, I think Dallas and Kansas City are the two teams that I'd be keeping an eye on very, very closely, and that's why they're towards the top of the odds. Speaking of odds, and speaking of just weirdness, Jamie?
Never goes away.
Jimmy Garoppolo signed a contract with the Las Vegas Raiders.
He did.
He agreed to be the next quarterback for the Las Vegas Raiders. And then weirdly, there was like a long stretch of time in which the contract wasn't signed. We didn't get a press conference. We didn't get an official announcement that Jimmy G was a Las Vegas Raider. And then everything fixed itself. Jimmy G was a member of the Las Vegas Raiders, introductory press conference, signed on the dot. No problem, right? Nothing to see here. It was a weird couple of days, but hey, maybe something happened. Somebody was traveling. They couldn't get in for a physical and just stuff got delayed a little bit. Maybe it's, you know, this wasn't going to be a Carlos Correa situation for our baseball fans out there. No, it just something happened. Something came up and everything worked out. He signed with the Raiders. Not a big deal. Well, things have changed just a little bit. We are learning more about why there was a delay in that contract, and it is because Jimmy Garoppolo's foot, not 100%. He had to have another surgery on that foot, and when he took the physical with the Las Vegas Raiders, and Jamie, correct me if any part of this story is incorrect, because there's a lot of nuance to this.
Yes.
But he signed the contract, and when they did the physical before signing the contract, the foot injury that had him out of action in San Francisco popped up for the Raiders in the medical. And they put this whole big amendment into the contract that's a waiver that basically says we would not sign you if this, with this foot injury, right? This is a problem. And he has to, like, you can't hold the Raiders liable for anything that happens. Like, things I've never heard put in a contract. Like, not stuff you want to hear for the guy that's supposed to be your quarterback for the next couple of seasons in the contract. The Raiders can walk away from the contract at any time. If he fails a physical before the beginning of the start of the 2023 season, they can just wash their hands of it and they can walk away from it. And Jamie, the reason why this is a big deal is because while that's happening, in the background, a certain quarterback who used to be coached by Josh McDaniels is kind of trying to worm his way into ownership.
Hasn't
officially happened yet. Is a free agent, could potentially hold off on that ownership stake for just the season. That one being Thomas Patrick Edward Brady III.
Yeah, so this is really interesting because as I believe Mike Florio pointed out over the weekend, the really interesting element here is whether or not the minority ownership stake is signed, sealed, and delivered for Tom Brady, because it would create a very unprecedented situation with a player that is trying to play for a team that he is an owner in. And I believe the league will look at that as cap circumvention, and I don't think they will allow that to happen. But this is going to be a really intriguing storyline. And I think a number of things need to happen. Obviously, Jimmy Garoppolo needs to not be healthy. He needs to fail a physical before the season, and then the Raiders would need to cut him. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that need to happen in order for this to even be a possibility. But the fact that this is a possibility is incredibly intriguing. And I am shocked in today's age that this got 2 full months plus before anybody figured out what happened here. I mean, we rarely does this information not get leaked. This all contract stuff happened in March. So it is very surprising we got 2 full months before anybody got all the details here. We obviously talked on the show, I think it was 2 weeks ago, about there was a take about the Raiders, about are we giving them enough credit for being a potential bottom five team or number one pick. I forgot what the take was.
It was number one pick, yeah.
And it was largely about Jimmy Garoppolo's injury history. Well, it's continuing to be a theme here. You've got to be concerned. And obviously the Raiders have to be concerned. And I think even more importantly, Jimmy Garoppolo has to be concerned.
Can I read you? Can I read you some of the pieces of the addendum? It's called Addendum G.
Please.
And I think it would be fascinating for people to hear. This is not standard. When I read to you every layer of this addendum, just think to yourself that this is not in every NFL contract. The first paragraph, it acknowledges that without the addendum and the waiver being put into the contract, Jimmy G would not pass the physical because of a pre-existing injury. The second paragraph, Garoppolo acknowledges and waives the risk of further injury, including potential, quote, permanent disability, end quote, by continuing his career. The third paragraph, Garoppolo expressly assumes all risk of continuing to play despite the condition. In the fourth paragraph, Garoppolo waives all claims against the Raiders, the league, and anyone else who could be responsible for anything related to the condition. And in the fifth paragraph, Garoppolo agrees that any disputes regarding whether any injury involves the condition specified in the waiver, quote, shall be resolved in the discretion of the club's physician, end quote, while also preserving the player's ability to seek a second opinion. That's all from Pro Football Talk. Think of all of the layers and yes. clauses that are in that for Jimmy G just to be able to sign a contract.
And this is why this is very concerning to me. And it's not because the Raiders put it in. That's not concerning to me. It's concerning to me because Jimmy Garoppolo signed it. And think about what his market still could have been at that period of time when this deal was put together, whether it was for the Jets, whether it was for somebody else. This to basically waive, not only because there's two parts of this. Obviously, there's waiving all future rights. Basically, they're saying if you suffer a permanent injury on this foot, we're not responsible because we failed you on the physical, blah, blah, blah. But also the being able to walk away from the contract clean.
Well,
go ahead.
There's one way in which it's okay. There is I'm reading more from the story here, and I think it's important for everybody to hear what we're referencing here. But the waiver becomes null and void if at any point during the 2023 season, Garoppolo passes a physical exam, is active for at least one regular season game, and does not suffer re-injury to his left foot in the manner described in Addendum G. So, Jamie, the way I read that is if he gets through 2023, they rip this bad boy up and it does not exist for the remainder of the contract. That's how I read it.
Well, read that part again.
Sure, I will. The waiver becomes...
Read again.
The waiver becomes null and void if at any time during the 2023 season, Garoppolo passes a physical exam, is active for at least one regular season game, and does not suffer re-injury to his left foot in the manner described in Addendum G.
So, okay, but what's the waiver? Because the waiver is different than the addendum. Because the way I read that is the ability to void the contract goes away if those conditions, but the addendum still exists.
So Addendum G I'm reading more from the story. It is a waiver and a release. The waiver acknowledges that without it, Garoppolo would not pass the team physical.
Okay, they're saying those are one and the same.
Yes.
Okay. But still, that's more for nuance. But the overall point here is Jimmy Garoppolo agreed to all of those conditions in addition to the ability for that contract to be ripped up if he fails a physical.
What? Yeah. I mean,
that tells me he's not super confident.
Well, and correct
in his health.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Jamie, on the timeline, but this happens, right? They agree to terms with here. I'm going to lay out the whole timeline. You tell me if any of this is inaccurate with what we know. Jimmy Garoppolo and the Las Vegas Raiders agree to the original deal.
Yeah.
Deal is not signed. Because when physical gets taken, we get to a point where they said you would not pass a physical from us because of a pre-existing injury. That's why there's that couple of days where things are in the air. Addendum G gets added to the contract. The contract gets reworked, by the way. The signing bonus and base salary all gets changed for 2023.
Yep.
They then agree to new deal with Addendum G, signed, press conference, introduction, Jimmy G, officially a member of Las Vegas Raiders, then surgery. Correct? The surgery that Jimmy G had this offseason occurred after that pocket of time, correct?
I believe so.
So he can't pass a physical right now anyway because he just had surgery. He can't do anything.
Well, that's fine. It would be before the season is when then he would need to. But the thing is, though, is...
What I mean is Jimmy G's not out of the woods yet. He just had surgery to try to fix this injury.
He's not out of the woods yet. But what I'm saying is I'm not concerned that the Raiders put that in because they need to protect themselves. But think about what Jimmy Garoppolo was as the best quarterback not on the trade market. decided at that point that he was willing to waive all of that and restructure the contract that he just signed that basically gives him no protection this year until he gets on the field. That's significant for me. What player is, if a player was truly fully confident that they were healthy, would do that? They wouldn't. That doesn't mean that he won't be healthy for week one. I'm just saying, like, that's a lot of concessions for a player to make versus just getting healthy and going back on the market. So that has to be a concern. But it has to be a concern for the Raiders too, because I don't think this is going to – I know we love to do this, and I'm not saying it's not a possibility. But I don't think it's just going to be as easy as, oh, Jimmy's hurt, we're going to throw Tom Brady in there and sign him and we're good. Like, this is going to be a complicated process for them.
Now, this is the sports book stealing money here. But yeah. Tom Brady is listed as the favorite to be the Raiders starting quarterback in week one of the 2023 regular season if it's not Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, because that's the one people want to bet on, right? Like, that's the impetus for making this market available.
I never want to say never, but I feel very strongly in saying that Tom Brady will not be playing for the Las Vegas Raiders in 2023. I feel pretty comfortable with that.
I don't think it – well, again, well, he either will be week one or he won't be, right? Like, it's not like he's going to come out week eight. Like,
you mean Tom?
This is going to either – yeah.
Yeah, this happens in the next 6 to 8 weeks or it doesn't happen.
Like, either we know by the time the season starts or it's not happening.
The other odds,
because of the way this contract is stipulated.
Correct. I mean, we're going to know because Jimmy G's either going to pass or fail his physical before the season starts, right? And then they're going to have to go in a different direction.
And then they have to cut him, because that's the thing. The Raiders could also choose not to cut him yet. You know what
that's
I mean?
True.
Like, if he fails the physical in week one and they want to sit and wait and see till week four or week five or week six, they technically could. They probably won't, but they technically could.
Right. They can wait until the absolute last possible second to make. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could. Brian Hoyer,
now,
5-2.
If he's not healthy by then, they would absolutely just want to get their money back, essentially. So, but you know, theoretically, who knows?
Brian Hoyer, 5-2. Matt Ryan, 3-1. Nick Foles, 6-1. Aiden O'Connell and Carson Wentz, 7-1. Andy Dalton, 10-1. Teddy Bridgewater, 12-1. Jacoby Brissett, 14-1. Joe Flacco, 20-1. Cam Newton, 33-1. Andrew Luck, 50-1. And Colin Kaepernick, 100-1.
Okay, so the last two are just stealing money from people.
They're stealing money at the top and the bottom of this list.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously Brian Hoyer is the immediate backup. Right,
Aiden O'Connell intrigues me at 7-1.
Aiden O'Connell is a good
value
there.
Yeah.
There's no value, but I like the Matt Ryan thing there as a guy that you could just pull off the street late.
Didn't he just recently say that even though he's going into TV for this season, that he doesn't want to use the term retired? He just said that, didn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He's going to call around if he gets an opportunity.
Surprised Philip Rivers isn't on this list.
I think that ship's finally sailed. It's been a little too much. It's been a little too long now. Like, Philip was old when he retired, and like now he's been out for a
few years. Matt Ryan's also old, but let's, you know.
Sure, but he played last year.
He participated in NFL games last year, yes.
Yes.
He did. Played.
Philip Rivers did.
Played is a little
short. Probably had three more kids in the meantime.
So you're Brian Hoyer, Aiden O'Connell for you would be the two because they're the guys that are currently on the roster.
I'm not going to bet on this.
Wow. I'm shocked. You wouldn't
take a
flyer on
this. Because the odds are it's Jimmy G and you're just everybody's going to get their money back and they just held your money for 3.5 months. But if I had to bet on one, I would bet on Aiden O'Connell.
I would agree with that. I think 7-1 is good odds there.
3-1?
7-1. Yeah. 7-1 for Aiden O'Connell, 3-1 for Matt Ryan, 5-2 for Brian Hoyer.
So 250. Yeah, no, I'd rather take this. So I'd rather take the plus 700 than plus 250. Yeah,
I agree. Okay. A news and notes edition of the Prospects and Props podcast. We mentioned at the end of last week, next Monday, we are going to start doing deep dives into Jamie's fantasy rankings. Yes. He's working on them. This gives me.
I got to redo all the Cardinal stuff.
Got to redo Frickin' all the Cardinal stuff. I grill Jamie. I ask him his thought process on a lot of this stuff so he can explain it to you of why he got to a certain number for a certain player.
Yeah. I can already tell you Chris is going to be mad about my Garrett Wilson projection.
I don't know. The couple of projections that you've sent me of brand guys for me have all been good. So, like, if Garrett's numbers aren't, like, great, like, I think I'll be all right. I just want them to win games.
It's going to be a good conversation, and we're going to tie in some other things alongside it. Like,
yeah.
Lead the league in receiving yards, rushing yards, passing yards, intercept touch. Like, we're going to work all that in as we get through June. But, boy, you don't expect this much random news Memorial Day weekend.
Well, we were thinking about it, right? We were talking on Friday. and we were like, what are we going to do for the show? We kind of let the weekend play itself out. We knew we were going to do the fantasy stuff, the projections next week. And I was sitting here over the weekend, and I was like, this is easy. DeAndre Hopkins gets cut. Jimmy Garoppolo's foot's apparently a problem. Boom. We're going to have at least 25 minutes worth of content right there. So a lot of news and notes that have us with some good content to start the week. But we've got another fun week planned. I appreciate you making this show a part of your day, rating, reviewing, subscribing to the podcast. If you've checked all those boxes, if you've already done all of those three things, then share the show with a friend, family, coworker, loved one, somebody you think would enjoy. Somebody you think would enjoy this podcast, this banter between Jamie and I. I will tell you, I didn't even hear what Jamie said. It was probably some smart-ass comment that just went one in ear and out the other while I was getting out of here. If you want more of those smart-ass comments, you can follow Jamie on Twitter, at Jamie Eisner. You can follow me on Twitter, at Chris Hubert _. Appreciate everybody making this show a part of their day. We'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Live life at your pace. Click the banner or go to visitwilliamsburg.com to discover how. Because here in Williamsburg, life moves at one pace, yours. Visit a live archaeological dig site on the very grounds where America began. Or walk the fields where our country was won. Live like a colonial by day or track 18th century ghosts by night. For all the history to be found here, there's plenty more to make for yourself. It's all waiting for you in Williamsburg. Book your trip today and live life at your pace.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.